From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Today's a crucial day for engineers monitoring the cap that's covering BP's broken oil well in the Gulf of Mexico. As NPR's Russell Lewis reports from New Orleans, the cap still seems to be preventing oil from flowing into the Gulf.
This afternoon will mark the end of a critical 48-hour test of a tight-fitting cap. For the first time since the disaster began nearly 3 months ago, video images continue to show no oil leaking into the Gulf. The BP official said engineers have found no indication that there are underground leaks. Crucial pressure readings, though, are not rising to the levels that experts would like. That could mean that the deep reservoir of oil is lower than expected, or there is a leak somewhere along the well. The ultimate solution continues to be the drilling of a relief well, which will intercept the broken well miles under the sea floor. Once that happens, engineers will pump it with tons of cement to kill the well permanently. Government officials don't expect that to happen until mid-August. Russell Lewis, NPR News, New Orleans.
Plaquemine Parish President Billy Nungesser is relieved the well cap is holding.
I flew out to the well site a week ago. For an hour in that flight, it was solid oil. There is a lot of oil out there. But every drop we pull out of that water now is one less drop that is out there to kill our birds, our fish, our way of life.
Roadside bombings are taking a heavy toll on U.S. and NATO troops in Afghanistan. Four have been killed in explosions in the southern part of the country in the past 24 hours. Officials say one American is among the casualties. The American-born imam, who's said to have inspired several recent attacks against the U.S., is now on a terrorism blacklist. NPR's Dina Temple-Rolston reports the Treasury Department will freeze his assets and try to limit his travel.
Anwar al-Awlaki became one of al-Qaeda's best-known operatives last year. That's when he was linked to the Fort Hood shootings and was said to have inspired a young Nigerian to try to blow up a U.S. airliner on Christmas Day. That effort failed, but it put al-Awlaki on the terrorist map. A longtime internet imam who encouraged followers to take up arms against non-Muslims, he's emerged as one of the leaders of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. That group is al-Qaeda's affiliate in Yemen. On Friday, the Treasury Department put him on a list of specially designated global terrorists. What that means is that his bank accounts here in the U.S. will be frozen, Americans aren't allowed to do business with him, and he's not allowed to travel to this country. For the past 6 months, al-Awlaki has been on another U.S. list, the CIA's Capture or Kill list. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
20 people are in custody in Uganda in connection with bomb attacks that killed more than 70 people watching the World Cup final on TV. A police official says they all have connections to Somalia's most dangerous militant group. This is NPR. Authorities in Texas suspect grief and financial troubles are behind the apparent murder-suicide of a Dallas-area mayor and her 19-year-old daughter. They say Coppell Mayor Jane Peters left a note saying she and her daughter were still grieving over the 2008 death of their husband and father. The city manager also said he had been pressing Peters about $4,000 in questionable charges on her city credit card. A California judge has refused to order the enforcement of a directive from Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger to reduce the pay of state workers to the minimum wage while the state remains without a budget. Bob Hensley of Capital Public Radio reports.
The judge rejected the administration's request for a temporary restraining order that would have forced the controller to immediately begin paying the federal minimum wage of $7.25 an hour to about 200,000 state employees. The judge ruled it would cause excessive hardship to employees. The controller says he can't comply with the governor's order because the computer system that cuts paychecks is antiquated and can't be reprogrammed easily. The issue is far from being resolved. The judge said he will allow the administration's lawsuit to proceed so the courts can determine whether the controller must pay the minimum wage in the future. A full hearing is expected to take place late next month. For NPR News, I'm Bob Hensley in Modesto, California.
Good news for people tired of visiting the same old earthly locations. A company aiming for space tourism has taken a step forward. Virgin Galactic tested its spacecraft with a crew for the first time. The craft, attached to a specially designed airplane, made a six-hour flight over California's Mojave Desert this week. Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.